Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The giving that shows gratitude. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. The truth of Paul's message is clear. God gives that you in turn might give. God causes your life to overflow that other lives might be touched by his love as well. We love because he first loved us. We give because God first gave the gift of his Son. Albert Barnes explains that such a response is as appropriate and desperately needed as ever. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator, in the 1800s. There is no less occasion for Christian liberality now than there was in the time of Paul. There are still multitudes of poor who need the kind and efficient aid of Christians. Happy are they who are influenced by the gospel to do good to all people. Let us remember that it was because Jesus Christ came that there is any possibility of benefiting a dying world, and that all who profess to love him are bound to imitate his example and show their sense of obligation to God for giving a Savior. How poor and worthless are all our gifts compared with the great gift of God. How slight our expressions of compassion for others compared with the compassion which he has shown for us. When God has given his Son to die for us, what should we not be willing to give that we may show our gratitude? Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
2 Corinthians 9. There's no need for me to write to you about this service to the Lord's people. For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I'm sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready, as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
The gift of Christ is the gift that keeps on giving through you. It can happen each day as you share the gospel, share your possessions, share your life. No doubt you thank God often for what you receive. But when was the last time you thanked him for what he has privileged you to give? After all, when a world is dying around you, that's not the time to hoard the gift of eternal life.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.